down to the 250, and Fasica takes the lead from Mezzi, and the inevitable, the outside, it's Fasica ahead in front, the inevitable's going to it, Nashville Willow sends the inevitable to a narrow lead late, and the inevitable just in front, and goes on to win the Silver Eagle by a neck from a game for Fasica.
Oh, what a win by the inevitable. And the fairy tale story for Tassie horses continues with the inevitable, whose record now stands at 10 starts for 8 wins and 1 placing. And with that $500,000 race on Saturday, another $290,000 goes into the kitty. So the horse now is on the verge of having won $700,000 prize money. Trainer Scott Brunton joins us. Scott, no doubt a day to remember on Saturday. Well done.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Michael. Big thrill. So,
$500,000 race. Could you imagine that you'd be winning $500,000 races when you took over from your old man a couple of years ago?
No, I did not. I wished it had happened earlier, but we'll take it. So it's very exciting. So we've got a good. We're very happy. So let him go. Good boy.
Are you with him now, are you?
Yeah, mate, he's just going to do a little bit of work now. So,
how's he pulled up?
Yeah, he seems really, really good. We're happy with him. He's got his travel partner with him. We're out at Waratah Farm. He's just going to trot and canter a couple of low laps on the heavy sand track, and that'll be it for the day.
I heard you having a chat to Greg Miles on Saturday morning, and you actually said you would have loved to have given him another piece of work, the Sydney Way of Going, before he made his Sydney debut. So having said that, is there more improvement to come?
Let's hope so. I hope. Yeah, but look, mate, he's done an incredible job. He over-raced a bit. He's a little bit fresh. Mm. But I guess he's going to get that with the 5 weeks between runs. And look, whatever he'd done on Saturday, I felt like he'd definitely improve a lot going into the Golden Eagle in 3 weeks' time.
We know he's only a little fella, but that photo that was put up on social media on the weekend with him in the horse stalls next to his mate, how big is he exactly? How much does he weigh?
He weighs 438 kilos.
So to put that into context, what's a normal horse usually weighing?
I think they're around about 480 to 500, yeah. So roughly, yeah.
Is he one of the smallest you've had?
Oh, yeah, he is. He is one of the smallest we've had. So I'd have to say he's, if not the smallest, the second smallest. So, but certainly for that size and stature, he's the fastest. Yeah, so that's for sure.
Well, he's got a huge heart. Will he stay in Sydney? Or will you
yes, he will, mate. Yeah, no, he'll stay here at Waratah Thoroughbreds, or Bong Bong Farm. And he's quite happy here. It's got a great place, mate. It's just fantastic. Words couldn't explain how good a joint it is. So it's incredible. It's got everything. So the horse has settled in here well. Gets to go out in the grass of a day. It's got a sand paddock, a sand yard, and a box as well. So we've got everything we need. Yeah.
So he's now sitting on the fourth line of betting in the Golden Eagle, a race worth $7.5 million.
Yeah, it would certainly change my life if he was to win it. I don't like to think too far forward, but we're really hoping. So if someone deserves it, I reckon it's me.
Look, he's going to have to step up again because you're going to take on the likes of Brutal and maybe Arcadia Queen as well. How do you think he'd compete against them?
Oh, look, mate, they're the top of the chain, aren't they? Really, in Australian racing, I reckon at the moment they're probably two of the most formidable forces. So, look, all I can say is every time we step our bloke up, he seems to climb the bar. So, look, let's just see how he goes again. I it's scary to think that you could be in their grade, but don't think for 1 second we're not praying that he is.
Mm. Will Nash keep the ride in the Golden Eagle?
Look, we're not sure at this stage. I haven't spoken to him anymore about it. I know he was locked into Classique Legend. If it was to go to a Golden Eagle, I'm not sure what their plans are.
Well, it's so good. I'm sure you'll have plenty of others putting their hands up.
Yeah, we'll have. He's had three runs this prep for three different riders, so If I have to go a different one, at least he's used to it.
How did Mandela Effect come through his run at Caulfield on Saturday?
Yeah, he came through great, never let his head go. So it was a fantastic run. We're disappointed because we thought we could win the race, of course, and had very little luck.
He doesn't have much luck, does he?
No, he's starting to get that way, yeah. And sort of hopefully can buck that trend next start. But he'll race in about 3 weeks. 1,400 again. He's a really good galloper on the way up. He's got a couple of really good horses in the stable at the moment. We're very, very lucky. So we'll see how he gets through everything. And, we'll go from there. But he pulled up good.
What's the atmosphere like in Tassie at the moment with yourself and the Inevitable and obviously Adam Trinder with Mystic Journey, two of the best horses on the scene in the biggest races?
Yeah, look, it's very exciting for all of us. Adam's mare's tracking along perfectly. She's just not winning races at the moment, but she'll, I'm sure she's ready to win next week. So, I think we're very excited and feel very honoured to have horses like this in the state. And it's good for our racing. It's great for our racing.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And will you go backwards and forwards between Tassie, or are you going to try and spend most of your time with the Inevitable in Sydney?
Look, going to go backwards and forwards. We have too big of an operation at home, you've got to make sure you've got your hand on the pulse or your finger on the pulse there with everything. So I'll be coming back and forth, but my partner Tegan Keyes, who virtually trains the Inevitable anyway, will be doing most of the work with him. So I ask her this other morning what we're doing, and she tells me. So.
Well, mate, well done on another big victory. $500,000 race now, counting down to the $7.5 million Golden Eagle. Well done, Scott.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. Really appreciate it.